Peter gets there. He stoops down, looks in, sees the linen cloths. Then Simon Peter came following him. He was late, and he went in the tomb. And he saw the linen clothes lying there and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the other linens, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scriptures that he must rise again from the dead. Then they went away, but Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and she looked in the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, and one of them were at the feet of the body of Jesus had lain, right where he was laying. And they said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She supposed he was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him and I will take him away." And Jesus said, "Mary." And he said her name. And when he said her name, she recognized him. "The sheep know my voice." Mary. She didn't even recognize him. Her fear or whatever had blocked her from being able to see Jesus. Maybe he looked different. I don't know. All I know is she didn't even know who he was until he said her name. "Mary, look at me. I know you. I see you. I love you." I don't know how many times that I have had situations that are just overwhelming, that life kind of just piles up sometimes, you know? Recently, if you've been listening on iBethel TV, you've heard lots of stories about Danny's family and reconciliation and all that stuff going on. He hadn't seen his dad in 42 years. 42. And through a series of events, they got in touch with each other. It's because his grandma passed away, and then they decided to come up and visit us. And it happened to be Father's Day weekend. 42 years. Lots of good stuff was going on. So it wasn't all just bad stuff piling up. Just lots of stuff was happening. I would come home, and there would be 12 or 13 silks in my house. There's never that many silks. Danny's pretty much has had no family. I was raised by the wolves, and Danny has no family. That's how our life has always been. And I drove in, and they were all in the house, and they were talking as if they just knew.